Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a clean dub siren in Ableton Live 12 and placing it inside a jungle, old-school DNB context so it actually feels like part of a track, not just a random sound effect. And that distinction matters. A dub siren is not just a cool noise. In jungle and old-school DNB, it's a tension tool, a DJ cue, a call and response voice, a little flash of sound system culture that can make the whole arrangement feel alive. So the goal here is to make something bright, rude, and musical, but still controlled enough to sit above chopped breaks and a heavy sub. First thing, set your tempo around 170 BPM. That's a very comfortable beginner jungle zone. Then make a simple 4-bar or 8-bar practice loop with a breakbeat and a bass line. Keep it basic. Kick, snare, hats, maybe a few chopped slices if you have them. The important part is leaving space. We want the siren to respond to the groove, not fight it. Now create a new MIDI track and load operator. Operator is great here because it can make a very clean tone using stock Ableton devices, and that's exactly what we want. Start with oscillator set to a sine wave. If you want a slightly more nasal old school edge, try triangle instead. Keep the patch simple at first. No need to overcomplicate it. Play a note in the middle register, something like C3 to G3. That range usually gives you enough presence to cut through the drums without stepping on the sub. If the note is too low, it'll get muddy, too high, and it can turn harsh really quickly. Now for the actual siren feeling. Pitch movement. This is the heart of the sound. A dub siren works because it rises, falls, or bends in a way that feels like a warning, a signal, or a shout across the dance floor. Draw a long MIDI note, maybe 1 to 2 bars, and automate a pitch rise and fall. If you want to stay subtle, move just 2 to 5 semitones. If you want that more classic siren sweep, try 7 to 12 semitones. But as a beginner, I'd say keep it modest. In jungle, a short, nervous wobble often hits harder than a massive over-the-top sweep. Think in phrases, not notes. That's a big one. A dub siren usually works best like a quick statement. It says something, then gets out of the way. You don't want it constantly talking over the drums. Try a 1-bar call, or a call and response idea where the siren hits on beats 1 and 2, then leaves space for the snare to answer on 3 and 4. That pocket is important. Next, add a little motion. A very easy Ableton way is autopan. Set the phase to 0 degrees so it behaves more like movement or tremolo than stereo panning. Use a slow rate, maybe around 0.5 Hz to 2 Hz, and keep the amount subtle. You're not trying to make the listener seasick. You're just adding life. If you want even more character, you can also automate filter cutoff later, but keep it simple for now. Now clean up the tone with EQ8. This is where a lot of beginner sounds get much better. High pass the siren somewhere, around 120 to 200 Hz so it stays out of the low end. That low space belongs to the kick and bass. If the sound feels boxy, dip a little around 300 to 600 Hz. If it gets sharp or pokey, tame a bit around 2.5 to 5kHz. Small moves only. Sirens can get nasty fast in the upper mids, so don't overdo the EQ. A good clean chain so far is operator, then EQ8, then autopan. After that, you can add delay and reverb, but keep those effects controlled. In old school jungle, space is part of the vibe, but too much wash makes the groove blur. Try a delay time around 8th notes or dotted 8ths, with low feedback and low wet level. For reverb, keep the decay fairly short, maybe around 1 to 2.5 seconds, and use only a little bit of wet signal. If you want an even cleaner workflow, put delay and reverb on return tracks instead of directly on the siren. That way you can send just enough signal to create depth without losing the punch. And here's a really important teaching point. Keep the sound dry enough to be rude. That's a very old sound system principle. The reason these sounds hit so hard is often because they're not drenched in effects. They're focused. They speak clearly. A little space goes a long way. Once the tone is in place, make it work in the arrangement. Don't just hold one note forever. Use the siren like a musical event. Put it in the intro as a teaser. Use it before a drop as a cue. Let it answer a drum fill. Let it rise for 4 or 8 bars and then disappear so the drums can breathe. That contrast is what makes the sound exciting. A very classic move is to place the siren just before a transition. For example, let the pitch climb in the last half of bar 8, then drop into the next section. Or hit it once on the first beat of every 2 bars, while the break is still sparse. That kind of placement makes the arrangement feel intentional, like a proper track rather than a loop. If you want to push the authenticity further, resample the siren. This is very common in drum and bass workflows. Record the siren to audio, then chop it into useful pieces. You can reverse parts, trim tails before snare hits, or place a small hit right where you need it. Resampling turns it from a synth patch into something you can treat like a performance layer. Now check the mix. The bass should still own the low end. The siren should be clearly audible, but not louder than the drums. If it's masking the snare, lower it or cut a little more in the mids. If it feels weak, try a touch of saturator. Just a little drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, can help it speak better on smaller speakers. And if the sound feels too wide or messy, use utility to narrow it down. A focused siren often punches harder than a huge stereo one, especially when the break is busy. A really good habit is to check it at low volume. If the siren still reads clearly when your monitors are quiet, it's probably mixed well. That's a great little test. So let's recap the workflow. Start with a simple sine or triangle tone in operator. Shape it with pitch movement so it feels like a siren. Add subtle motion with auto pan or filter automation. High pass it to keep the low end clean. Add just enough delay and reverb for atmosphere. Then place it in phrases so it supports the breakbeat instead of crowding it. If needed, resample it and edit it like audio. That's how you turn a basic sound into something that belongs in a jungle or old school DNB arrangement. If you want a quick practice challenge, do this. Set the tempo to 170 BPM. Build a 4-bar break loop. Create a simple dub siren with operator, automate a 4 to 7 semitone pitch rise, high pass it around 150 Hz, add a small delay and a little reverb, then place the siren only on bars 1 and 4. Mute and unmute it against the drums. Ask yourself whether the loop feels better with a siren than without it. That's the real test. The big idea here is simple. In DNB, a small sound can have a huge role. A cleaned up siren can turn a plain break loop into a proper moment. So keep it focused. Keep it rude, and keep it working with the groove.